AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy. We'll have a high of about 77. Kenosha business owner wins an appeal of an attempt by the City Plan Commission to shut down his mulch production operations. Lauren's Excavating had been operating without the needed permits, but the oversight wasn't discovered until neighbors started complaining. Plan Commission granted his request for the permits, but added conditions. He appealed to the City Council, and they talked about it this week. Alderman Bob Johnson, representing the district with the operations located, saying Lauren's claims he's trying to be a good neighbor, well, he says those claims just don't seem to ring true.
And that's regrettable, because I worked very hard to broker a deal. I worked very hard to come up with a reasonable solution where all parties could be satisfied, the city, Lorenz, and Prairie Lake Estates. But to pay me back for my efforts, I was notified the very next day at about 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning, that the police had been called.
Mayor Keith Bosman says the Plan Commission's action, well, just wasn't the right one.
I understand the angst or the position of the makers of the motion at the city plan, but we are. It's kind of a reach. It's more than a reach. It's over the line, and I think we need to take care of these tonight. Having said that, I think we're in the best possible position right now for the neighbors, as far as we can go in terms of conditional use on the storage yard.
Council voted 9-6 to remove the conditions intended to stop the operation, but aldermen urged neighbors to file complaints with other agencies that might be able to better address their concerns. And a man from Thomas still jailed, accused of threatening to kill the president for his appearance recently in La Crosse, reportedly with a slingshot, according to a Secret Service agent who says that Brian Dutcher planned to figure out his best location to do this. He's going to be charged by the U.S. Attorney's Office next week. Well, she thought it would look nice, so Alicia Villa painted an old used tire to be a planter as part of the landscaping for her commercially zoned property at 1935 State Street in Racine, only to be told by the city that the tire is considered a waste product and it's a threat to water quality, not to mention it's unacceptable under the conditional use permit she received. The Plan Commission heard about it this week, Villa trying to argue that her creation is art, while documenting some businesses like Milliger's that use tires as planters, and they don't have a problem.
People don't want to be paying the $3 every time they find a tire in their backyards. This is an issue that has been unresolved within the city, and I am here to speak up in my own opinion on that matter. I created a design. I created a creativity of art with a tire that someone dumped. And for that, I'm being slapped.
Mayor John Dickert pointing out that Milliger's and other businesses that she mentioned, they're outside the city of Racine, and right now, tire planters and related uses are not allowed inside the city.
As the tire does break down and does get into the storm sewer, then it pollutes our lakefront. So we do have to consider that. The situation is simply that we don't have a law that allows for this right now. And to simply say to you that we're just going to ignore this, then, as Jill pointed out, I can have 50 people that have tires in their front yard saying, that's art.
Villa was denied a request to leave the tire for the summer, to which she responded, quote, I just will remember this very much and it will be something probably mentioned on Facebook, unquote. Mayor Dickert's response, quoting, you can mention it all you want and you can threaten all you want, but I try to stay by the law, unquote. Villa's original landscaping plan was no problem for city planning staffers, just the tire planter, which she indicated would be removed. Police departments all across the country using more tasers and stun guns. New numbers recently out from the Bureau of Justice Statistics indicating local law enforcement agencies using tasers and those stun guns have risen from just 7% from 2000 to 81% in 2013. 62% of U.S. police departments using video cameras in patrol cars, 32% now using body cameras. Kenosha Police Chief John Morrissey announcing his retirement date, says it will be mid-April of next year. He'll leave office just as Mayor Keith Bosman's term comes to an end after 8.5 years. Morrissey's retirement will be considered by the Police and Fire Commission next week. Says he chose the date so that there could be a smooth transition for city government and the police force. Says he's not a fan of having interim chiefs, though.
The new council, new mayor coming in, we're hoping that's a smoother transition with the new chief, the new mayor, whoever both of those may be. And then, again, I think it also gives the PFC plenty of time to find that, but not be rushed in the same time.
Kenosha Police Department's had Morrissey on its force since 1989. He's been the chief since January of 2008. Governor Scott Walker, as you know, scheduled to make his big announcement Monday about a bid for the White House. And the Weekly Standard says it'll be Michael Grebe, chairman of the Bradley Foundation and longtime friend, leading the Walker for President campaign. Grebe has served as the chairman of the governor's political committee since Walker ran for that job back in 2010. A nationwide pharmaceutical group warning people stay away from rogue web pharmacies. Dr. Carmen Catazone is director of the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, says there are far more sites dispensing dangerous medications than most people realize.
Of 11,000 websites we've looked at, 96% of those websites are illegal or rogue sites, and those sites are selling dangerous drugs and counterfeit drugs, and they're entering the homes across the U.S. and across the world.
He says some of these medications they dispense contain things like lead paint, arsenic, and rat poison. The UW Board of Regents is going to be forming a task force that will look into the tenure in the UW system. Regent Jose Vasquez comparing some of the comments that have been made about tenure to those made by Donald Trump, the presidential candidate, regarding illegal immigrants.
That is the approach. It is akin to a presidential candidate right now that is making outlandish statements about the country in which I was born that are not verified, but yet these outlandish statements are allowed to be left out there as if they are the truth.
The task force on tenure to meet for the first time next month. Former Packers quarterback Brett Favre says he's got a good relationship with current Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, despite reports to the contrary. Future Hall of Famer telling ESPN Milwaukee's Green and Gold Today, Aaron and I get along fine. Rodgers will not, however, be attending Favre's induction into the Packers Hall of Fame July the 18th due to a previous commitment to a Lake Tahoe golf tournament. Favre says there was never animosity toward Rodgers when the two were together on the team. A few years ago, when Aaron Rodgers was asked about his relationship with Brett Favre during a TV interview, the two-time league MVP said he didn't have one with the three-time MVP. Tonight's Kenosha Kingfish game at historic Simmons Field is going to include a blast from the past. The team has Lenny Webster bobblehead night and will honor the Kenosha Twins of the Midwest League who played there from 1984 to 92. Twins were affiliated with the Minnesota Twins, managed at one point by Duffy Dyer, who's in his second year now with the Kingfish. Twins won Class A titles in 1985 and 87. Before tonight's game against Madison, the Kingfish will recognize the Twins with a reunion celebration, including Lenny Webster, who played 12 years, by the way, in the major leagues, as well as Bob Lee Sr. He was pivotal in bringing the Twins franchise to Kenosha. AccuWeather forecast, it is going to be partly cloudy, high today mid to the upper 70s. Tom Karkel, WRJN News.